Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories on the Internet. She expected long nights, difficult shifts, and plenty of unusual situations when she started working at a nursing home. What she didn't expect was how many residents never actually left after they passed away.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Yes, 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are watching this, listening to this, so you don't miss it. And share your ghost story in the comments section. We would love for you to do just that. Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Thinking of, with our intro here, nursing homes and that sort of a setting, I connected some dots in my mind that I hadn't quite connected before of a location of a gumball machine at a nursing home when I was a child.
Oh,
I remember.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, okay, so I remember my great-grandmother, so I was thinking of nursing homes, and I remember every time we'd leave, it was called the Lutheran home. Todd, do you remember the Lutheran home?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
In our hometown there. And my great-grandmother, Isla, was there, and I remember every time we would leave, it was a Ford gumball machine. It was a round globe one, and it was like a dime, I think, because it was a bit older. And I remember I was getting a gumball every time I left. I have a Ford gumball machine now at the entrance to my house from an antique store that my fiance got me for my birthday, and I've been trying to place where the hell I remember it from childhood.
And you just did?
It was there. I mean, that one I know for sure. I also suspect there was one, and I could be wrong. Tell me if you remember this one at all. The Lauer's Restaurant. Do you remember Lauer's Restaurant?
Yeah, where was that over on, where was that?
It was part of the grocery store.
Over on Fond du Lac Avenue, right?
Not yet. Yes. The one that was, not the one out by the mall, but the one that was closer to the radio station.
Yeah.
There was a restaurant there, and I'm pretty sure they had the same gumball machine, too. I could be wrong.
A Ford gumball machine.
Ford gumballs. It was a company that made gumballs and the machine. And you can still, I think you can buy, I don't know if it's made by the Ford company anymore, but it was a Ford gumballs. I think there's a company that makes reproduction gumballs. The gumballs that are in my Ford gumball machine, I suspect may be original.
Have you tried some?
Oh.
I have.
And?
There is the reminiscent taste of gum
somewhere in there.
It's a little powdery, but not completely. You do get a little chew out of it, but the gum is pretty much, it's like a tire that's been roasting in the sun.
Can you get some new ones?
I probably could. I kind of like the fact that they're antique gumballs in the antique gumball machine.
But I just am thinking about, you know, Harper's friends who come over and they're like, oh, I want a gumball. It's like, no, you don't.
They don't have money. They don't have change. Oh. They don't. There's not like a swipe. Yeah. You can't like swipe a debit card on it. Like, where do I tap?
And Tony is not going to give away 10 cent gumballs for free. If you want a gumball, you're going to pay in that damn house.
If you want a gumball, I'm going to sell you dimes, you know,
for 25 cents.
25 for like,
take your card.
Oh, you want a dime? Like, I'm going to sell it for $2 a pop, like $2, $2 for a dime. And like, it's a token and they will not know the difference. So like, they're selling me these little tokens. They call them dimes, $2 for one.
$2 for one.
That could be a racket right there. I bet absolutely. you could probably really sell that to kids.
That's funny.
And it wouldn't be against the law really when you think about it, would it? I mean, you can get away with that.
If people fully understand what they're buying, no, you could do it. Yeah. I mean, it's like penny. I mean, they don't make pennies anymore. You could really sell whatever the hell you want. Pennies. You can buy pennies. Pennies are more expensive than what they're worth.
Right.
And they will continue now to go up. Honest to God, I have an Edward Jones account, but I'm not like an investor. I don't know much about stocks or investing in shit. I got a handful of stocks that I have, but that's about it. I'm not big into it. I would guess by scarcity on a collector's market, investing in pennies, literally having the pennies, is probably not a bad one. You almost are guaranteed they will go up in value.
It's interesting. So how did Tony get all of his money? Well, he invested in gumball machines.
In gumball pennies. Machines and pennies.
And pennies.
Is what he did. And the reality is, I just started telling ghost stories on the internet. And somehow it worked. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. But thanks to you guys, I have a gumball machine that I've now identified from the nursing home in 1988, where I went to go see Isla, and we watched Wheel of Fortune and then had bingo. And there you go.
God, that sounds like a way I wouldn't mind like ending my life doing that. Little game show action in the afternoon, maybe, you know, a stiff drink or something like that.
Mm-hmm, cocktail,
and some bingo or something like that. I'd be set. I'm ready for it.
That's how a lot of them are now. I mean, they're like the Del Boca Vistas of the world are like they there was one that was popping up. I don't know anything about it, Carol, but this was in Wichita over on the west side where I used to live, kind of across the street from the highway. There's like a Quick Shop and a Quick Trip. And then there was a whole like community that was being built. And if I remember right,
many of them.
There was like going to be like its own little downtown and its own. Yeah. I don't know like what it all happened with it, but the plans were like amazing. I'm like,
there are several of those in the city and a lot of cities have them and they're really nice. Like
they're emulating like the villages,
movie theaters. It's like the dining rooms, like on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so nice. Very, very nice. Everything you need is right in there.
Why do you have to wait till you retire though, to take advantage of it? You know, I mean, wouldn't that be nice if you could do it today when your hip's still somewhat, you know, okay, Carol, and you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, my hip's going to be great in a couple months.
Well, why don't we develop more communities like
that?
You
know, there are, I've seen in this area, I'm assuming this is happening all over too, like 55 plus communities that you have to be 55 and you cannot have kids. Mm-hmm. And they're basically just one floor. So you don't have to worry about stairs or anything like that. And there's one that's pretty big. And they're all like, I don't know if they're duplexes or single homes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's not a bad idea. Like grandkids can come over for certain times.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be like an interesting, like the villages in Florida kind of have that vibe going on and a lot of other vibes going on. But it's in a smaller, you know, more, you know, one village, It makes sense, but why don't we do this when we're more agile, when we're able to, I get like, well, because everybody's working and a lot of the lifestyle of it is, you know, you're just kind of on vacation going forward. But I feel like that's missing in some, community is missing in so many people's lives.
And here's what I don't get. And it's your parents who refuse to go into a place that could really help their lifestyle. I don't get that. It's like, nope, I'm not leaving my house. And it's like, man, they're going to cook your meals. You got movie theater. You got all this stuff.
Well, I mean, cost is certainly a thing. I mean, there certainly is an entry level to it. That's just an impossibility for a lot of folks. But I mean,
I'm telling you, look into Medicaid for your aging parents. Start that sooner than later because that is a process.
It's interesting that it almost, the only place that, or one of the few places where community is found is in very manufactured situations. It's not just happening as naturally as it used to. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that will swing some other way at some point. I don't know.
I want to end up someplace where I can partake in dueling porch yelling, which is where you just kind of sit across from one another on porches and you scream at the kids. And then somebody wins for that afternoon.
You kids, get out of my yard.
That would be great. And then, like, people bring their grandkids in for the competition.
Exactly.
It's like, this week, Harold's grandkids are coming in. They think they're here for a pool party.
And you practice on cardboard cutouts just like you do at, like, a firing range, right?
Yes.
You practice, and it's one of those things where you never know where they're going to come out of a bush or anything, and all of a sudden they pop up, and you got to be ready to let them have it from the porch.
Yes, you have to be ready to really emotionally eviscerate them.
Right.
The first person to get the kids to cry wins.
That's it. I love it. We've just created a game. I love this.
There we go.
I love this.
I think that would be a stellar sport. We call it the grit games. And like, you guys are emotionally abusing these children. It's the grit games, damn it.
We're making them stronger.
Making them stronger. It's like, you fucking what? They could fucking use the grit games.
Yes.
Sign them up. They could use the goddamn grit games.
Sounds like a song.
Yes. It kind of does.
Song about the grit games.
Coming soon, the grit games, a promotion for it from the creators of American Gladiator.
And real ghost stories.
And real ghost stories. It's the retired American Gladiators emotionally eviscerating the children from porches. And then they also have like that gun that like shoots the big old like things at them. From high up.
And you have to wear a singlet when you're actually sitting on the porch. So you're dressed as a gladiator. It doesn't matter your body type. That's how you're
gonna That's dress. How you if you want to do it, you gotta wear the singlet.
Yeah.
I didn't gladiators even know that was ready. The
I'm suspecting children ready. Put your phone down, you moronic pieces of shit.
we could make a freaking TV show out of this too, you know.
Oh, I think that'd be a great television series. Who would host? Who would you get to host such a program?
I think it needs to be somebody older, who's like old and
somebody
like Bill Murray could be good.
I think it should be some of these no talent names that are doing the game shows and stuff like that. Yeah. Like the Michael Strahans and shit like that.
Michael Strahan. He's just doing it for the money. Like, whatever.
Gail King does a guest spot, you know? Gail King comes on. Some of the ladies from The View. It's kind of like a rotating thing.
That's funny.
I think it would be a great television experience.
Oh my God, that would be so great. Todd should host.
I don't want to host. I want to actually
participate.
I want to be a contestant.
Yeah.
I want to be the Ken Jennings of this game.
Then you go on to host it.
That's right. Once the actual host dies off, once Alex Trebek has limped off and he's no longer there, then I'll come in and I'll save the franchise.
Good idea. I like it.
All right. Well, there's a plan. Let's move forward with it.
Right.
All right. Let's go to her ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, this is Hope from St. Paul again. And I thought I'd share a few stories of the nursing home I work in. Obviously, nursing home, lots of people got here. We have these older elevators. I mean, the building desperately needs to be upgraded. We have these older elevators that will occasionally open for no reason. No one called them. No one pushed any buttons. They didn't just come up to the floor, but they will just open. And a lot of times if you're standing near them, there will be this really cold draft. This especially happens within the first few days or a week after residents, especially long-time residents, have passed away. Also in the basement, I've had many experiences of residents that I can tell it's them, where I will see them or hear them or just feel their presence. I myself am fairly sensitive. Specific things that will happen, doors will open and close on empty rooms. Sometimes we will have an empty room where a call light will go off and nobody's in there, but it would be a room where a resident recently passed away. And it'll be at like a time that they would usually call. Also, we used to have a resident who would wheel through the halls on her wheelchair, and often she would pinch your butt as she went past. Well, she passed away, and I was working on that floor on that side near her room at one point. This happened, oh gosh, probably two and a half years ago. And all of a sudden, I feel a pinch on my butt. I whirl around. It had only been a couple of days since she had passed, and I whirl around because I'm just like, oh my gosh, not this again. You know, stop doing that, stop pinching my butt. And then I realized, and she passed away. So I feel like that was her way of saying, hey, I'm still here to bug you. I'm a nursing assistant and trained medication aide. When I pick up hours of the trained medication aide, especially on second floor, I normally work third floor. Used to have a resident who would go around, and he would literally, I don't think he ever slept for more than 15, 20 minutes at a time, and then walking around again. And what would happen is he would get close to our carts, our med carts, where we keep the medications and everything. And he would get frustrated because it was in his way, and he would lock the brakes. He'd pick at the wheel and lock the brakes. Well, not long after he passed away, I was working down there, and no one else had been in the hall near me. I had just moved the cart, so the wheels were not locked at this point. I just moved the cart in front of an area, and no one else was around, no other residents, no other staff. I had just moved the cart not 5 minutes before, and I set up a medication. I give it. I've got the cart in view at all times. I only go down the hall about 15, 20 feet to administer the medication to the resident. And when I get back, the wheel of the cart is locked. I found this out when I tried to move it. Especially, I work overnight shift, like 2:30 right now when I'm calling. And also, oftentimes when sitting in a darkened room, I will see shadows of people moving in wheelchairs when I know for a fact that there is no resident up at this time. So it gets very creepy at night, and the basement is the worst, so I don't like to take my breaks down there. Anyway, keep up the good work. I love, 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 love the show. Hope you use my story.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, we were talking earlier, Carol, about people who work in the medical field and stuff like that, and it kind of lends itself to nursing homes a little bit. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who work in situations like that have those types of experiences. It reminds me of here in the town that I live in, there was what was a hospital, a very small one right on the lake. and they have now turned it into a retirement home, basically, is what it is.
Okay.
And it has so many stories of hauntings, it's not even funny. So on top of the fact that it's a nursing home and people pass away there, it has the history of being an old hospital as well. And it just seems that that has stirred up so many things in that location. It's crazy.
It adds a lot to it, I think. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it makes sense. Like, it's funny because I worked in a nursing home for a long time. Like when I was in high school and
what did you do?
Into college. I was housekeeper. Well, I started out as kitchen aide, like the dietary assistant.
Which would be what? Were you peeling carrots and stuff?
Basically,
or what?
And doing the dishes and passing out food. And then I was the housekeeper, which I really actually liked that job. Because I got to go in everybody's room and just talk to them while I'm cleaning
their room. Go through their stuff.
I'm just cleaning up and seeing how they're doing. And there is a lot of death. And especially like in the February, March months. And so it can get really, really difficult. But I never had one paranormal experience.
Not one.
But I see why, like, someone who's working overnights, like everything she said, from the elevator opening on its own to the med cart locking up to getting pinched in the hallway and all of those things, I see how that could happen.
Yeah.
You know? So I could see, and because there is, it's a really tough job because you do get very attached.
Yeah.
And you have your favorites, and it can be extremely difficult. So, you know, I appreciate everyone who does that work because I also know that it's hard to find good help.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, not always, but I think families can very easily think that people who work there are not doing their job and blah, 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 blah. I think it's really tough to do that job because not only are you taking care of the person who's there as a patient or living there, but you're having to deal with the families too. And that is not easy.
No.
And in some cases, what's sad is that there is no family.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody comes to visit these people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, so that's their whole world is this community.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They need a porch.
Got me in the heart. Mm-hmm. They need a porch.
They need
a porch. Games.
Which, by the way, coming to Fox Sports soon.
The quiet suburbs, where innocence goes to suffer. Two men, two porches, one mission. Complete psychological annihilation. Welcome to Todd's Porch Games.
Yes!
Every weekend, these rage-fueled porch monsters unleash verbal napalm on the unsuspecting children trapped between them. One screams years of bottled hatred. Get the hell off my property, you little shits. The other counters with soul-crushing precision. Your parents regret having you. Watch your self-worth is obliterated in real time. Tears, bed wetting, and future therapy sessions guaranteed.
Yes,
the win
I love
isn't
it.
Decided by points. It's decided by who leaves the deepest scars, who sends the most kids home broken, dissociated, and questioning if they're even worthy of love. This Sunday, witness the carnage! Will Todd deliver his signature?
I hope you all end up like your deadbeat fathers.
Finish a move? Or will Todd destroy an entire generation with the devastating? Nobody will ever love you the way your dog does. And even he hates you! Feel the raw trauma, the shattered childhoods, the future alcoholics and therapy dropouts being born before your eyes. Todd's Porch Games, where childhood dies screaming and no one calls Child Protective Services. Only on Fox Sports.
Todd's Porch Games.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you.
Lock your doors.
And for God's sake, keep your kids inside.
There you go.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorites ever. Sports games.
Here's what I realized. While I actually didn't play as a child, I took on a lot of that from my parents.
Yes.
So that's why I wanna put that out in the universe and give it to other children. I wanna pass it on, since I don't have my own children.
Yeah.
I wanna take the trauma my parents gave me and pass it around to the kids in the community.
You are don't so we giving. All?
You know,
you and are that, so giving.
And yes. And that's one of the fun lessons of parenting. Of like, you got to stop yourself a lot. You're like, am I doing this because I think it's a good idea, or is it because it's been, you know, burned into my head that, and then why are we even doing this? Or going, you're like, why is this a big deal? Like, there's a lot of that. And you're like, okay, kind of a lot of a little deprogramming that goes on, depending on and what was, you know, pounded into your own head. But I think there's a level where there's cognizant parents that are trying to make sure they're doing right there, and there's ones that just abandoned all direction for their children in general, and they completely went the other way, and it's like, oh, I had too much, now I am giving no direction, and then that's where you used to end up on Maury and Scared Straight.
Right.
Now you end up on Todd's Porch Games.
I love it.
So
Todd's Porch Games.
I like it. I think it's going to be a hit.
Oh my God.
I think it's going to be again.
Todd's Porch Games.
Kind of like, you know, I can see it kind of like a stadium, but instead of a field, it's literally houses with a street going down the middle of it.
Yeah.
Right?
And then, and the kids are like, they start in the middle and they're like, they're okay, pick a lawn. And like, every lawn they keep going back and forth to, they're getting emotionally eviscerated on each side. And each side, each house gets a good workup on all of the things that the kids are going to be going to like juvie for.
Right.
So they're fully prepared with the insults that are really going to land. And,
you're going to turn out just like your deadbeat dad.
I think we do an experiment. We do a round of Todd's Porch Games, and then we do a round of let's just put him into the system and see where each child is in 3 years from now. I bet one's going to be gainfully employed having their shit together. The other's still going to be in the system. And the one that has their shit together is going to have been on Todd's Porch Games.
Yes.
Todd's Porch Games.
Yep. So there you go.
That was funny because I was expecting the Grit Games when it was Todd's Porch Games.
Yeah. Todd's Porch Games.
That made my day.
And there's, you know, before we actually get into the competition, there's video of me in the back and I'm kind of jumping around and I'm getting a quick workout
because
I've got
to,
doing some stuff with some weights and stuff just so that I'm ready.
You're lifting for the actual boxes competition. Of Nuclearis, you know? Yeah.
Yes. That's right.
Oh my God.
Going one step at a time up my stairs. That's how I'm working out, you know, because of my bad knee, you know.
It's perfect.
Oh, I'm not one. I shouldn't be laughing at you.
Why?
Because I'm the one. Because
you got a bad hip.
Because I have to walk with a cane.
I'm the only one that can walk upstairs okay. But even my knees are like, I've been noticing, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of getting shitty. Like, I'm getting older. And
give it 10 years here, Tony. Give it 10 years.
Oh, I know. I'm already like, you know, you don't appreciate it until it's like, what the fuck happened here? And it's like, and that's because you get over the age of 40. I thought 30, I was starting to kind of feel it a little. And then 40 came on a lot more. No. I can only imagine the excitement that is yet to come.
Yeah.
My 40s were the best decade. And then after that, it was like,
I agree. 40s are the best. 40s are the best.
Yeah. I guess I just need to get in better shape. That's my thing. Cause I sit here all day and I don't get around.
So do we. We all have that in common.
Yeah, that's true. I need to get like a scooter that just moves me around more.
I was bragging to Carol earlier. I got a new office chair finally because my other one, it was just falling apart. And now I feel like it's too nice. You ever get that where you buy something,
you're like,
I don't deserve this.
I don't deserve this.
My
chair.
Ass should be hurting more at this point. And it feels pretty good right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I once auctioned off a studio chair.
Yes, you did.
in Michigan at 106 KHQ, a top 40 station in Traverse City, Petoskey area. I was doing mornings, and the chair had been in the studio. I mean, it was the foam was like the foam, you know, when the foam gets like really bad and it just like literally crumbles, you know.
Yeah.
It was that old. It was like 20, 30 years old chair. And it was notoriously cheap company. And I was like, well, this is interesting because the station had, I was a new morning show, and the morning show, a couple before me, but they had gone through several in a row, had been there for like ever. And everybody knew him. His name was the Captain. And it was just like an institution in the area. And it's hard to compete with that. But
it is.
But we made our impact. And we were doing really good. I left because I couldn't stand fucking winter there. But we were doing good. And for a stunt, I auctioned off the Captain's chair. And the selling points were just think of all of the farts that have, you know, you're taking a piece of, I think his name was Bill, with you, you know, think of all the DNA
on this chair,
all the DNA, all the summer Michigan mornings, you know, of waking up and
and not having time to take a shower. So you went to the station bright and early, little stinky. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
This chair holds a lot. And we auctioned it off. I don't think we made a lot, but it went somewhere. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, there you go. We should auction off your chair.
It's sitting out in the hallway. I mean, it's right there. Yeah.
My problem with is the hydraulics on them. They're always like, get fucked up. And I'm on an I hate this because these monitors that are behind me are elevated to a certain extent. So I need a chair of a certain height to make it work.
Oh,
and it's just wrong to be right on every chair height. And then how long the hydraulics last on them. Cause then eventually you just end up, you know, like, hi everybody. Yeah. So it's,
that was funny.
It's fun. But I have a standing desk that moves. See, because
it goes up and down. Look at that.
That's nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's good times. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel and press subscribe. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and you will find us. You can watch us doing the program now. So go and check that out. Moving pictures. It's the new millennium. For Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning, I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games, it's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino,
America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.